Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
I see that you say that you want to terminate if it's a girl, so you just wanted to continue the pregnancy in the meantime, or what?
Yeah, I think that would be the plan. So these providers would be more open to me terminating. But do you think I still just shouldn't worry about telling them that I would be terminating if it's a girl? I'll just kind of just keep it quiet and then come here.
Yeah, I would.
That is really helpful. Thank you for understanding.
You're welcome.
I was worried that I would get judgment for terminating the gender, and you've been so.
No. I'm just trying to, help you as much as possible. So
thank you.
An excerpt from an undercover video by a pro-life group called Live Action. Now, what you heard there was a bit of conversation between a young woman posing as a pregnant woman wanting to terminate the pregnancy if the baby is a girl. They call that selective sex abortion or selective gender abortion. And, well, in places like China, it's routine. In fact, one might say even in a backward way, mandated. Planned Parenthood seemed to have no problem with it in Texas. She didn't know whether the baby was a girl, at least the story she was telling was. She didn't know whether the baby was a girl or not yet. She wanted to know how long she had to wait to find out. And then when she found out, she was going to come back for an abortion, and they were ready with all sorts of providers and help to help her do that, select the gender of her baby via abortion. Joining us to talk about this, Wendy Wright, an interim executive director of CFAM, Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. Wendy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad that you're covering this.
What about this shocks you the most? There's a lot in that video and the audio there that is rather shocking, but what about it shocks you the most with regard to Planned Parenthood?
Well, the counselor, and by the way, there's been a second video that's been released since then, so this is not just a one-off occurrence. And in both cases, the counselors were very ready with an answer when the supposed patient said that she wanted to have a sex selection abortion, that if it was a girl, she wanted to have an abortion. Neither of the counselors were surprised. Neither of them seemed appalled. Instead, they gave almost step-by-step directions. You can have this kind of test to determine the sex of the child. Then when it's determined, you can even sign up for Medicaid and have the government pay for your prenatal screening and even for carry. It was kind of interesting how they presented it to the patient. They actually were encouraging the young woman to commit Medicaid fraud, telling the girl to sign up for Medicaid once she's got the pregnancy test, and then not tell Medicaid after she's had the abortion so she can continue to get the Medicaid payments until she can get pregnant again with the wanted boy child. So I was shocked by how routine it almost seemed for the Planned Parenthood counselors to deal with what was presented to them, the concept of committing a sex selection abortion.
Okay. Does that tell you, or at least point in the direction, that this is not something unusual for Planned Parenthood to field, that this is something they're prepared to answer, this is something that they may even, in some places, this is Texas we're talking about here, the particular one we played, that they're doing on a regular basis?
Well, they certainly don't seem to have a problem with it, because when they were caught, they doubled down. And now, first, with the first video, the first counselor in Austin, Texas, they fired her, but then, strangely enough, they fired her by saying that she wasn't following their protocol. And yet, then they said that a statement from Planned Parenthood to the Huffington Post was, no Planned Parenthood clinic will deny a woman an abortion based on her reasons for wanting one, except in states that explicitly prohibit sex selection abortions. So essentially, they were saying that what their counselor did was fine with them to counsel a woman on how to get a sex selection abortion, and yet they fired the counselor. So it seems to be a double message.
So here's a statement based upon, and this comes from Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Center in New York City. They say, I can tell you that here at Planned Parenthood, we believe that it's not up to us to decide what is good or a bad reason for someone to determine to terminate a pregnancy. It sounds like they basically say, look, we're here to provide abortions, and we really don't care why a woman might want an abortion or not.
Yeah, even though it would violate what Planned Parenthood says is their reason for being, and that is women's rights. And Planned Parenthood doesn't stand alone. All of the major pro-abortion groups came out in support this week, basically in support of sex selection abortion, because they opposed a ban that was voted on this week in the House of Representatives that would have banned sex selection abortion. So all the major pro-abortion groups opposed that bill. So in other words, those that claim that they determine the standard of what is a woman's right, what is a pro-woman position, that they believe that sex selection abortions, killing little baby girls simply because they're girls, is somehow a pro-woman position.
Can you tell me what becomes of their oft-touted phrase, a woman's right to choose, when they seem to have absolutely no compunction about providing sex-selective abortions, especially with regard to terminating the females?
This really shows that abortion trumps everything else for the abortion crowd. There is nothing that is more important. There's nothing that has a higher value. Even so-called women's rights, nothing has a higher value than abortion. And it really flies in the face of what liberals have taken on as their campaign theme for this election year, and that is that there is a war on women. They claim that conservatives are committing a war on women. But in a war, conveys that someone is dying. Well, in this case, with sex selection abortions, it is little girls that are dying. So the war that's going on is against little girls.
What I found shocking, I watched the video, this undercover video, and it was kind of middle of the conversation where the Planned Parenthood personnel herself was kind of talking about what she'd done, and they were having a conversation, well, how quickly can I get pregnant after I have this abortion? If this is a girl, I want to terminate it, and how quickly can I try again? And the service provider there said, well, look, I've got four kids and I've had two abortions, and you can get pregnant real quickly after an abortion. And it sounded to me like, basically, look, just keep trying and we'll keep aborting until you get what you want.
Right, as if, oh, we can just erase this one child and you can have a do-over. And it also complicates their own position. Many times when Planned Parenthood argues in favor of unrestricted abortion, and they say, oh, because, oh, the girl's too young or they don't have the money to care for a child. Well, here's a case presented to Planned Parenthood in which the parent, the woman, wants a child. However, she only wants a certain child. And so Planned Parenthood is willing to accommodate that. Again, it really shows that abortion is the number one issue, the number one reason for existence for Planned Parenthood. It's not about women's health. It's not about helping women. It's simply about making abortion easy to get and even counseling women on how to have the government pay for their circumstances so that they can have an abortion.
This isn't a strictly Planned Parenthood thing, but it's a connected thing. I wanted your thoughts on it because there is sex selection as well in vitro fertilization practices in some of those clinics where they permit sex selection.
Yes, that's right. In fertility clinics, they can determine the sex of the child because the embryo is outside the womb. It's easier for them to do. It's called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. Oftentimes, that's presented as is to determine if the child has a disability, but they also can determine the sex of the child, and they'll simply brush aside the ones that are not the wanted sex, the sex that the parents want. And so it's very likely that there are mass numbers of little girls being thrown away in fertility clinics simply because they're girls.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Wendy Wright of CFAM, Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute, about sex-selective abortion. One of the things that Planned Parenthood has said, and their messages are definitely mixed here, Wendy's quite right. They're doubling down, saying, look, we got no problem with sex selective abortion. We are not the ones who decide why you have an abortion. We're just there to give you the abortion as often as you want and for whatever reason you want. And yet they're saying at the same time that the charges made against them in these undercover videos are hoaxes and lies and scripted. We'll be right back.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India,
Sweden,
Egypt,
France,
Turkey,
Japan,
Australia,
Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong,
Austria,
Finland,
Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On-demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. Issuesetc.org and click Listen On Demand.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A moving story.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Nationally syndicated columnist George Will recently wrote about his oldest son John's 40th birthday. When John was born with Down syndrome, one doctor wondered why Will and his wife planned to bring John home. That attitude towards those with Down syndrome continues, Will says, but it is much more deadly now with legalized abortion. 90% of preborn children with Down syndrome are aborted. John's life shows why this is a tragedy. He is healthy, happy, and brings joy to those around him. In fact, Will says, the world would be a better place with more people like John in it.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Sanctification happens when leaders and laity start assuming that our primary role is to be very nice, even at the expense of objective truth.
Jesus cleaning the temple of the money changers is sort of the great moment in Jesus' life, rather than hanging on the cross for his bride.
You'll never be happy with the Holy Spirit that blah, blah, blahs words that you can't understand, because you want to hear words that you can plainly understand, that convict you of your sin, to draw you to your Savior, Jesus Christ.
We have this crazy idea in the Missouri Synod that when pastors get a call, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is going to talk to them over the next couple weeks about what they're supposed to do or what God's telling them.
In about 5 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need your votes, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote for your favorite by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Wendy Wright is our guest for the next few minutes. We're talking about Planned Parenthood and gender-selective abortion. They say, and here's what they said on Wednesday, these incidents were highly unusual and scripted scenarios. Hoax patients sought services related to sex selection. They say that the charges are false. What does that reaction tell you, Wendy?
Well, it's especially disturbing that they considered it to be scripted because they continued to give direction to the young women on how to get a sex selection abortion, even though they claimed to say that they were suspicious. But there's a whole other darker side to all of this. There was a survey done of immigrant Indian women in the United States who had tried to learn about their baby, their unborn baby's sex. And what the researchers found is that 40% of these women had terminated, had aborted a previous pregnancy because the baby was a girl, and that 89% of the women who were interviewed who were carrying little girls, female unborn children, did pursue an abortion, did have an abortion. Now, in many of these cases, there's coercion from the husband or the family, because in that culture, little girls just are not valued. So, knowing that, because the research is available to Planned Parenthood and others, and Planned Parenthood ought to be alert that if a woman is asking for a sex selection abortion, it's possible that she's being coerced into it by her family, by a husband, or by someone else that doesn't want a little girl. And Planned Parenthood ought to be, if they were truly concerned about women's health and about women's rights, they ought to be there to try and help the woman to escape and from that situation. But instead, Planned Parenthood always comes down on the side of abortion no matter what, even if it's a case of sex trafficking, in the case of a girl being raped, in any case whatsoever, they always come down on the side of abortion.
Real quickly, with only about 20 seconds, isn't sex selective abortion the very definition of gender discrimination?
It absolutely is. I can't think of any other description for bias against females. The worst description, the worst example of it would be killing a person because she's a girl.
Wendy Wright is interim executive director of CFAM, Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. You'll find a link to CFAM at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Wendy, thank you again.
Thank you.